WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We are 5 days before SummerSlam. This was the go-home for Monday Night Raw to the premium live event known as SummerSlam. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use Critic at Rocket Soccer or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop with hashtag EpicPartner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
Things are heating up. Things are on a roll. We are building nicely to SummerSlam, which is on Saturday, like you said. So we had a lot going on this show tonight.
We did have a lot of things going on this show, including a match between Shinsuke Nakamura and Tommaso Ciampa. Tommaso warned Shinsuke before the match he's going to just basically settle this whole thing between the two, so he can get on a winning streak and go into the SummerSlam Battle Royale on a roll. However, he did not go into the Battle Royale on a roll as Shinsuke got the win. Bronson Reed was watching on backstage. Shinsuke had the tights. Interesting.
Shinsuke, I'm here for this feud. I want this feud. I'm all about this feud. Please give me more of it. Thank you.
Indeed. We also saw the in-ring debut in one-on-one competition of Maxxine Dupri. She took on Valhalla. Solid match. Maxxine got the win. The electric chair finish was nice.
It was nice. I forgot I was muted. I like that they did this. Like, I like that they built to a singles match between the two, but I'm a little over the feud, and maybe they're moving them on at this point because of what happened later. But yeah, the match was what it was. I mean, Maxxine is not the most wonderful wrestler that I've ever seen, but she tried.
She's learning.
She's learning, and that's, I can give her full credit for that she's learning. I mean, they put her in the right ring with the right person, with Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's a very experienced hand, and together they were able to put it together.
It was a fine little match the two had. Ludwig Kaiser beat Matt Riddle. Ludwig Kaiser got scolded because he was by Gunther before the match, and he was disappointed in him last week. So he had to prove himself tonight, and he did against Matt Riddle. He got the win. Those two are back on the same page. And while the guys were celebrating backstage, them being Chad Gable and Otis with Maxxine, Gunther and crew interrupted. And while we set up a match between Gunther and Chad Gable, because Kaiser said Gable couldn't last 5 minutes with Gunther. Well, guess what? Chad Gable lasted more than 5 minutes with Gunther. They had to restart the match. Hell of a match between the two. Gunther would end up getting the win. That was great.
Gable lasted more than 5 minutes, but he got punished for it, man. Like, when that clock ran out, dude, Gunther was not a happy camper. He proceeded to beat the ever-living crap out of Gable.
He did. Gunther,
which was...
Go ahead.
Which was very entertaining, but I would take this match again.
Oh, yeah. Put the title on the line, because speaking of the title, Gunther said he will not lose the Intercontinental Championship this Saturday against Drew McIntyre. And yes, they were in Houston, Texas tonight for Monday Night Raw. So there was that, and then we had Becky Lynch come to the ring, and she's raring to go, ready for a fight. She calls Trish Stratus to have their matchup right here tonight. Trish came out with Zoe, and you're right, you get your match, but you know, I'm not gonna cheat you out of the rematch like the Astros, who were cheaters. But it wouldn't be here tonight. Adam Pearce said, well, Zoe lost, so you have to have the match right here, right now. The match lasted 4 seconds by disqualification. It was a 2-on-1 beatdown. So, Becky got back up, hit Trish with a chair. Everything was okay. And then backstage, Pearce told Trish and Zoe what happened was totally unacceptable. You got her, she got a rematch. But no, the rematch will in fact be in 2 weeks in Winnipeg with Zoe Stark banned from ringside.
Ooh, the internet had a mad about this. Ooh, they have a mad.
Why isn't Twist Twatters on the premium live event? We're using Becky Lynch fighting on the premium. Because y'all don't want 10 matches on a premium live event. They don't want to go 5 hours. So this match will now take place in Canada in 2 weeks. As probably a big main event on Monday Night Raw.
I mean, would I have liked to have seen this on SummerSlam? Yes. Yeah. But I think it's something that if you need time, I would. Here's my thing. Let me phrase this better. I would rather it go on a Monday Night Raw and get time than go on SummerSlam and not get the time, especially on a super stacked card.
You hear how many main events are on this show on Saturday?
You have Roman and Jay. You have Seth and Finn.
Cody and Brock.
You have fucking Gunther and Drew. Like, you have a bunch of matches lined up already for this show. It's super, super duper stacked. So it's like, no offense to Becky and Trish, because they deserve equal time and equal rights, absolutely. But it's going to be one of those things that it has the potential to be lost in the shuffle. And they don't want that. They want it to shine. So I respect the fact that they're like, hey, you know, we're going to move this to Monday Night Raw. Because, number one, it was never officially booked for SummerSlam. It was assumed it was going to be booked for SummerSlam. It was never actually on the show.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're like, hey, we're going to do it in Canada, and I think Winnipeg might be Trish's hometown.
No, she's from Toronto.
Maybe she lives there?
No.
And they're doing it in Canada for
her home country. Canada Pride. That's what's here for.
You have Trish go out in her home country? Maybe that's what she wanted. We don't know.
Just the way it's right? Got to be.
But it is what it is, and at this point we can't change it, so...
Here we are. There are two really good video packages on this show that you need to go out your way and check out. Before the hype between Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. It set the stage more than anything they could have done on television. They told their backstory, they told their history together, and yeah, just go out of your way, watch those two video packages. They'll probably be up on YouTube. If they're not up there now, they'll be up there in the morning. Watch them. They will get you set for this big time MMA match on Saturday. Yes, it is the MMA rules, Ronda and Shayna at SummerSlam.
Like you said, this did a better job of building it than the two women have, and that's not a knock at Ronda and Shayna. It's just, here's the thing about this match. You don't have to do a lot with this. Like, we're already there. It's, let them go. Let them fight. We want to see this. We wanted to see this for years with Ronda and Shayna. So it's like, you don't have to do a lot of build. You don't have to do a lot of back and forth. And no offense to Ronda, no offense to Shayna, but they're not necessarily the strongest promo cutters.
But they are great for this type of video package. They are great sitting them down, talking.
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah. Conversationally, they're great conversationalists, but in terms of cutting a promo against each other, they let their fists do the talking. So it's better to just let them go and let them fight and do this kind of thing versus try to have them do a bunch of promo battles back and forth, because it just comes off as a little, I'm going to say, awkward.
Yeah. Speaking of awkward, Logan Paul came out, and he's out here talking about, you know, how they're going to have the most viral match in WWE history when, like, 4 weeks ago he wasn't out. He was talking about how he's not here for viral moments. He's here to be a WWE superstar. But now he's out here talking about viral moments. He said he was victimized last week by abuse by Ricochet. He was talking all emotionally about it. He said he could forget about the fight, but he said he would beat Ricochet in the most viral match in WWE history, and there's nothing he wouldn't do. He called out. Ricochet came out. Ricochet said he was in Paul's live stream last week, and this was week he's in his head. Ricochet said Paul was trying to frame the story to make himself look like a good guy, but he's not the good guy in this situation. Ricochet said Logan Paul could fool the people who follow him online, but he couldn't fool the fans in Houston. Ricochet said their match will be boxed off as an all-time. Ricochet said he thinks Paul is a horrible human being, but does respect him as an athlete and a showman. He said Logan really appreciated that. He said Ricochet was one of the greatest to ever do it until he showed up. Paul said their feud started back at the Royal Rumble when it went viral. He said they put on a hell of a match. He asked for a fist bump. They did. Ricochet was about to leave, but Logan was pointing out something. The ring announcer is going to announce me the winner on Saturday. That's your girl, right? And that set Ricochet off. Ricochet was about to do something off the top rope. Logan Paul punched him out of midair, leaving Ricochet laying. This was how it should have been, but everything before this was half-assed backwards in the promo battles. Like, Logan Paul wasn't about viral, but he's always been about viral. So it's come full circle, and it makes more sense here now than it did even last week when we complained about it.
They can't decide what they want this feud to be.
No, they really can't.
They I think they realized, and I don't know who realized it, if it was Logan and Ricochet, if it was WWE themselves, that the promo last week did not really go well in terms of building this match and getting you hyped up for this match. Like, the fact that Logan took the shot at Ricochet's girl had more heat than what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing, is it's because, again, it's one of those stories where, well, you don't belong here. It's been done. And it's kind of one of the things with a celebrity that it's like, hey, look, you can get away with that if he hadn't gone against the likes of, like, I don't know, Roman Reigns and turned in a really, really good performance against Roman. Right? Like, as well as several others. So it's like, you can't say you don't belong here when he can work almost as good as you can.
Yeah.
Not as good, like, not as experienced, but the potential is there. So it's like, you can't say that to him and expect us to buy it. Now, if this was, like, another type of celebrity match where it's like, hey, this is his first outing and we don't know what he can do, yeah, it makes sense to be like, you're just a celebrity. You're just here for the clout. You're just here to be viral. That's all you're trying to do. You don't belong here. Yeah, that makes sense. But the fact that Logan Paul has been with the company for, what, over a year at this point?
18 months.
And he's made evented shows, and he's hung with some of the biggest names in the sport. You can't say that. You can't get away with it. So, like, they've been kind of hounding that, and it didn't make sense. And I don't know if they just figured out that, hey, this probably doesn't make any sense why we're having him do this. But they did. But it's still, this was just all over the place, because I don't think they can really tell what they want this to be. Because, again, the roles are kind of reversed. And I think they put them back on track tonight, where it's like you have Logan playing the baby face, and you have Ricochet kind of playing the heel. It should be flipped. Like, if you wanted to tell this story, you have Logan Paul get too big for his britches, and he starts going after Ricochet, saying, well, who the fuck are you? You're just a jobber. You're just a curtain jerker. You can't even get on these shows.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be on SummerSlam.
Yeah. Like, that's the kind of story that you should be telling, is you make Ricochet the underdog against Logan Paul, especially if you're using Logan Paul to make Ricochet. But this is just kind of all over the place. It was fine, like, it was somewhat entertaining, but it's just been a very confusing feud that I very much hope ends at SummerSlam.
And it probably will. You had Brock Lesnar come to the ring, talked all about his accomplishments, and it's fight weeks, and, you know, he knows about fight week. He said he gets paid to fight and kick ass, and that's why he's going to do it. SummerSlam, Lesnar says Cody's going to get paid to get his ass kicked by him. So let's cut the crap. I've been here way too long in this city tonight. Cody, come out. Shake my hand. I'll see you Saturday. If you don't, well, I'll still see you on Saturday. Started counting him down. Cody came out. Cody was serious, Cody. They shook hands. They bumped shoulders. Cody did a dive on the Brock as Brock left. Then Cody got his ass kicked. Ring step to the face, to the shoulder. Repeatedly, over and over again, 3 or 4 times. And then an F5, leaving Cody Rhodes down in the middle of the ring, because he just wouldn't stay down. He kept getting up and got his ass kicked over and over again. He then later said he'll be there at SummerSlam. Lesnar could break his arm or his jaw, but the aura of the beast will be shattered this Saturday at SummerSlam. Good stuff.
It was really good stuff, but again, I'm going to kind of harp on this and the fact that they need to, unless it's genuine, let me disclaimer that, they need to lay off the Cody being an underdog because he's injured or because he gets beat up. Like, it's just getting a little tired for me.
Yeah, but it's still the same story with Brock. If it was kept, every opponent would be. That's one thing, but it's the Brock story.
But it's the Brock story, but this is like the second time in the Brock story that they've gone for it. Not as bad as the first, where Brock broke his arm, in quotations, and Cody had the cast for forever. But like, it's still, this is now the second time they're going for it, and it's, and I understand that part of it is to, you know, build a match for Sunday and the fact, or excuse me, Saturday. I'm still used to them being on Sunday. Where Cody will probably pull out a win against Brock, but, and shock the world because he's going to finish the story. But it's something that it feels like every time Cody has a big match, that's what they go for, is the injury angle to make him look more like an underdog. And you can't keep going for that. Like, it's, oh, Cody's hurt. Oh no, what are we going to do? Tune in next week to find out! Like, that's what it feels like. And so it's just, it's like, I'm a little tired of it, that's all.
The Judgment Day were in the ring. Rhea said Raw doesn't start until they say it does. They took out Kevin, said Damian. He said they left Sammy Lang. And Seth Rollins couldn't do it after, couldn't stop them after the beating they gave him last week. Rhea took out Liv, and no one could stop him. Priest said that he and Dom will make sure Rollins and Zayn don't leave the arena in a hole. Finn says Rollins acts insane. He dances like a clown, wearing strange clothes. It is an insanity bit. They said insanity is waking up every morning and seeing the scars and being reminded of what Rollins took from him. He couldn't erase the scars, but he couldn't inflict scars. Dom started to talk, but they wouldn't let them talk. Rhea said Dom would bring pride to the Mysterio name. She said anyone who tries to get in the way should take a page out of Raquel's book and by running and hiding. This brought out Raquel. They battled for a little bit. Dom distracted Raquel long enough for Rhea to take her out from behind. Good little thing. Raquel is not cleared, so she's not fighting at SummerSlam, but she will be coming after Raquel, or Rhea, when she is healthy.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that Rhea's not defending on the show. A little surprising, but...
Again, so many matches, so little time.
I know, but it's like, you should get at least one of the women's titles on there.
They do. The SmackDown one. The WWE one.
Okay. I mean, that's fair, but I guess Rhea gets the night off. Or rather, she'll be causing mayhem and destruction for everybody else around with the Judgment Day between Damian and him haunting Seth Rollins. And, you know, there's Dom Dom and then there's Finn. You know, so Rhea can be out there and she can kind of cause mayhem and destruction. But a little bit disappointing that she's not going to be on the show. But then again, she wasn't booked for the show, so it's hard not to, you know, just be fine with it, where it's like, I'll live. I've had worse than, you know, Rhea Ripley not being on the show.
Indeed. Well, it's Charlotte, Asuka, and Bianca on Saturday.
That'll be good.
And you also have Ronda and Shayna, so.
Yeah.
Can't get them all on there. Can't get them all on there. Then it was your main event, Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn taking on Dom and Damian. Really good match. Rollins was in trouble. He was down from the razor's edge. Damian thought about cashing in. Finn with a hesitation, but gives him the briefcase, but the hesitation was just enough. Rollins got back up. The good guys ended up coming out on top in this one. Nice little tease.
Good tease. Very entertaining tease.
Good show.
Damien's face got fucked up, though.
It did.
Like, I like the aggression at the end where you just had everybody going for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Seth was very excited tonight. He kind of needed to calm down a little bit, but he was quite excited.
Yeah. But that was Raw.
That was Raw.
Which means Thursday we preview SummerSlam.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, and our SummerSlam preview. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Our review will be live right after SummerSlam this Saturday. 11:30, midnight. Whatever time it is, we'll be live. The Rack Extra Reviews SummerSlam Sunday night. WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Review SummerSlam at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on X. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RockerSock or...
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop when you buy Terminator, Futurama, or whatever else. Why?
because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. Go follow over there where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. And I'm going to have a surprise on Wednesday, everybody. So, and it's going to be different. It's not Genshin or Honkai related. So tune in if you're interested. I should be going live maybe a little bit earlier with it. We'll have to see, but it is a surprise. So tune in, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. Also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes.
This has been the Wrong Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock preview of SummerSlam, the review on Saturday, and right back here for the Wrong Post Show every Monday night. Long day waves, all the while talk. Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.